The next item on the agenda is Terry Fuller, 07-2001. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Mr. Fuller is requesting authorization to install a 14-foot by 13-foot L-shaped floating platform to his existing pier adjacent to property situated along Mill Creek in Hampton. The project is located at 225 Yukon Street, which is across Mill Creek from Fort Monroe. This area is primarily residential. It's a shot of Mr. Fuller's property and pier as it currently exists. This is his pier as it exists right now. Mr. Fuller received authorization in December 2003 to rebuild his pier after Hurricane Isabel, and in 2004 received a permit to increase the size of the platform at the end of his pier to 20 by 25. His pier is currently 129 feet long by 5 foot wide. He would like to add this L-shaped platform. It's roughly 5 feet wide by 14 by 13. This is where he's proposing to install his platform. This is Mr. Fuller's pier that currently exists, standing on his property looking out towards Fort Monroe. The L-shaped platform would fit in here. Mr. Fuller stated that he needs this platform to help his daughters access their jet ski at low tide. He has explained that his pier is high over the water due to it being lifted by storms and that they can't use the jet ski at low tide, and he believes that the floating pier would help accommodate this. Mr. Fuller, however, already has 100 square feet more than that granted by code, and the additional floating platform would be another 110 square feet. While staff is sympathetic to Mr. Fuller's request, we do not believe that the additional encroachment over state and subaqueous bottom is justified. Mr. Fuller already has more square footage at his pier than that allowed by code. As a result, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends denial of Mr. Fuller's request as proposed. I'll take any questions, and I'll leave this up.
Can we go back to excuse me real fast. I do a little bit better with the realistic drawing. Can I see the realistic as is right now?
Sure.
Just for a second.
Yeah, this is what he has, 20 by 25.
Right.
And the extra would be right here.
Okay. Now can I see the actual photo? Thank you.
Here.
Anybody need to see something else right now? Would like to? Mr. Fox?
So the L head is, I couldn't figure it out from the drawing that it would be in two levels, but it is, in fact, in two levels as shown here.
Mm-hmm. It would be a separate.
No. The existing drawing that you went back to Commissioner Bowman. That one.
Mm-hmm.
That does not show the drop down, does it?
The L head, no.
A drop down section of the L head.
Right.
That's existing. That's Mr. Fox.
Pardon?
That's existing right now. That's not proposed.
Yeah. No, I understand.
It doesn't show the drop down on the existing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I understand. Gotcha. And that's okay with me. But let's go back to the picture now for my question.
One more, yeah.
I gather this is high tide?
Mm-hmm.
And low tide is
it's ebbing high, going out.
What is the tidal difference at this location?
It's about 3 feet. It's roughly 3 to 4 feet.
So it would be considerably lower than this mm-hmm. at low tide.
I believe Mr. Fuller has some pictures he wanted to show you of low tide.
Okay.
Further questions? Yes, sir, Mr. Chick.
So this area right here, this is the high tide line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so we're about mid-tide in this photograph. Now, this part here is a drop-down
mm-hmm.
part of the dock? Okay. And we have a ladder there. Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Applicant represented, present. Forward.
Did you want me to
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. My name is...
You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name, address, and who you represent, please, sir.
My name is Terry Fuller. I'm with 225 Yukon Street, Hampton, Virginia, 23663. And I appreciate you letting me come here.
Our pleasure, sir.
I've got a 7 and 9 year old daughter, and it's very hard for them to get into the jet skis on the existing pier now.
This is half the tide we have now. It drops, I would say, most of my neighbor, about 2-3 more feet from this point here.
Mr. Fuller, if you can come use the pointer.
And we just thought it would be safer for them to get down onto the floating platform with the tide up and down on the tide itself. There's somewhat of a low tide there.
I'm not sure which ones you want to show.
But it's just for the safety part of getting in and out of the skis and even in a boat, we felt like the floating pier would be very safe for everybody without falling it off or falling into the pilings itself with the barnacles on there. I'm just asking for, you know, right here it's showing a 5 foot proposed in our proposal, 5 foot by 5 foot L, which would be considered a 14 by 13, counting it all together. To get permission for the stability part of it. If we went with just a 5 foot floating platform, we don't feel like it would be stable. I'm just asking for permission.
Did you want to go through the rest of those pictures? Did you have any more to depict, or is that just the one that you want to show? Totally up to you.
I think I saw a picture of the tide all the way out.
We have others too.
I just wanted to show the tide at very, very mean low tide.
This is the tides that we deal with. This is rare. This is in the winters. The winters we have super low tides like this, depending on the moon and the winds.
Mr. Schick.
Is the floating dock already installed?
Mm-hmm. It's not there.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But it was there for these photos.
Yes.
It had been there and he removed it and then wanted to apply to put it back in. But it's been a resolved violation.
I guess the question I've got, when they were in, did they facilitate the ability to board the jet skis? Was it a better situation? Apparently so.
I didn't have them.
Didn't have them.
I just got them. Yeah. And I didn't realize it wasn't going to be a problem. We thought we could do it with the boat lift itself, but the tide changes so fast, and I don't have a remote, so we have to have somebody get up on the pier and adjust the lift in order to get them up onto the pier itself.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Anyone in opposition to this matter? Anyone else still in support like to speak? I'm sorry, sir. Come forward. Raise your hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Do you state your name and address, please?
My name is Maurice Bridgman. I live at 204 Yukon. It's the property that borders the north side of Mr. Fuller. And we've been neighbors for about 15 years, and I've watched his children grow. And I'm a retired certified safety professional, and I just think that the floating platform is a much safer entry for the jet skis and boats as opposed to a rigid platform. And what happens with a rigid platform, because of the tide differential of 36 to 42 inches, you have to split that in order to have it maintained dry and safe. If you go lower than 18 inches, there's water over it most of the time, and it gets algae and becomes very, very slippery. So it has to have sunlight on it, you know, 50% of the time in order to not be a hazard to the people using it. And I don't have any objections to it, and I don't think anyone in the neighborhood has any objections to it. And I think it's a safer way for his children to access the jet skis. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Questions for the gentleman?
Mr. Chairman?
That's what they're about to ask.
Oh. Mr. Fox, thank you.
How old do you have to be to ride a jet ski?
I just wanted to confirm that my recollection of the statute was correct. I believe it's 16, unless you have a boater safety course, then it becomes 13. Okay. Just want to make sure. Mr. Fox, I like it. Just once in a while, I'll be one step ahead of you, but or at least right with you. Mr. Schick.
We've had requests based on this, and it does each time it is a concern. You know, safety is a concern of ours. But water dependency really doesn't take this type of safety issue into effect. And we've had many requests, whether they for kayaks or paddle boats or whatnot, to have additional floating dock space for that. And now a modification, the existing fixed pier, may help. I know that's more expensive to do that. But it can be done within the same frame that's already allowed to insert a floating area and take out some of the fixed area to accomplish the same thing. Unfortunately, I'd like to put a motion in to agree with staff's recommendation for denial.
There's a second to the motion? Is there a second to the motion? Motion fails due to lack of second. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a couple of questions for staff, if I may, regarding the dimensions. I'm just looking at the T-head scale drawings, which would be Exhibit 2-9, and I have a question about the dimensions. You had indicated that he's already roughly 100 feet in excess of the statutory authorization for a T-head. But do we count the main stem component of the T-head when we're calculating total dimensions, or do we deduct that?
We do.
In other words, if you have a T-head.
You can't have a T-head if you count.
Please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You
got me trained well.
If you deduct, you end up with two L-heads. So, no, because the General Assembly said L or T-head, we'll cut it off at the T and calculate the fold out line of the
head
portion.
Of the head, okay. Right. So that was my first question. Second question, looking at the dimensions of this floating dock, which is configured as an L, it's 5 feet wide. So if that were a fixed dock as a catwalk, that wouldn't be counted as part of the
only
square
if it
footage,
would,
right?
Like that, without the actual L shape.
But what I'm asking is if that were configured in as a fixed catwalk, in other words, it were 5 feet and the same dimensions, and it were fixed, not floating, it wouldn't count towards the allowed square footage. Is that correct?
I believe if it was just a straight finger pier, not an L-shaped platform.
If your position would be that finger pier, we're going to call it a 5 foot finger pier, a linear structure perpendicular to the main stem, and whether it's fixed or floating, you're correct. It would probably be a 5 foot floating finger pier, but we generally don't try to look at all the ways to exempt a structure. because it's really not designed as a finger pier, which one would think is, you know, adjacent to a boat that's being moored, you know, stern to the pier.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission for another motion. Can I see the photograph again, please?
You want the closer one?
Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Commissioner, I would love to give this to them. There's no, but we have had many, many applications with the same exact circumstances, and we have turned them down. So for consistency, I just feel that, you know, it tears me to do this, but we have to.
All due respect to my friends on the commission, that a couple of those that you were, I guess, alluding to, I did not have the privilege of sitting up here, therefore I did not have the privilege of input. That's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm torn. If it were channelward, I'd say absolutely not. And I understand staff's diligence in keeping unwarranted what could be debris in a storm event out of the waters of the Commonwealth. But in this situation, I'm torn, but I would support the applicant's request. Just do the configuration and the layout and the point that Mr. Robbins made, that if we considered the walkway, just the walkway, and you had an adjacent floating dock off the side of it, is it then an L, or is it a walkway with a floating pier? So that's just my two cents on it.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holland.
Move that we approve it as applied for.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion, Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate Mr. Schick's concerns about policy and consistency. And yet, when we look at these on a case-by-case basis, this is a situation where there is a really large tidal variance, and I think it would promote safer access to the use of the jet skis. But I am also influenced by the dimensions of this. I mean, a lot of the ones we've seen in the past were relatively large rectangular platforms. They tend to be at least 10 feet in width. This one is 5 feet in width, and were it fixed, it would look an awful lot like a catwalk that you might see around a boat in a boathouse. So it certainly, in that case, it wouldn't count towards the square footage. So I'm inclined to approve it.
And in all due respect, I remember the exact case you're talking about. I do, and I sat over there and listened to it, and I think the commission, in all honesty, was correct based on the dimensions that were presented, as Mr. Robbins just spoke about. Not to name the case, but I remember it very well. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed?
Aye. But I do want to say that I'm happy to be in the minority on this issue. If that helps.
Motion carries with Mr. Schick dissenting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the time of public comments, and we normally are at lunch at about 1:15. I don't know if lunch is here, probably not. But what I'd like to do is eat as soon as we possibly can, reconvene as closely after noon as we possibly can, and complete the agenda. Anybody have any objection to that?
No, sir.
Not at all.
We'll be in recess until very shortly after noon.
Can't move through the agenda. fast.